It's Thursday. I hope you're keeping really well and I hope you've had a good week so far. So as promised, we are lightening up the energy today around our inner child healing. This is something you might be able to do today, and if not, you can definitely hopefully make time over the weekend, but I would ask you to do this. So what I want you to do is get colouring pencils, markers or crayons, and if possible, plain sheets of paper or whatever paper you can get your hands on. And we are going to tap into our creative energy and also our childlike energy and create what I call a simplified life. So this is something I've done with coaching clients before. I regularly do it for myself. And I'm sure I've done it in its time for me before. And it's to get a view of what life would look like if things could just be simple and easy. And I've been using this word easy throughout the last few weeks and even over the last few months, because I really want us to start to see that life can be more simple and more easy. And even if we think back to childhood, even past the age of 8, we, you know, despite what may have gone on for us, despite what our life might have been like or what situations we may have gone through, we will have had a light part, and our mind would have thought of different things. We were free in a sense, and things were probably more easy than they are now. Maybe not all of the time, but definitely some of the time. So we want to start to bring that energy back. And the reason why I want you to use colour on this plain white paper, if you can, is to come into that creative energy of a child and to bring light to something here. So what I used to do my simplified life is actually probably about 7 years ago, when I was going to my counsellor at the time. She was asking me to think about what way I would like things, if they could just be really, you know, easy, or if I could have them the way I'd like them to do. So I went home and I got a piece of paper out, and on the top I wrote my simplified life. And I literally sat there and I wrote, looked at my life as it was now. Now you can break it down into those 8 core components, which is your health, your social life, your finances, your career, your relationships, your partnerships, family, friendships, and that, your home life, your attitude to life in general, and your personal development if you want, or you may have more categories that you want to do. But I want you to sit down and I want you to write out in colour and different colours on this. I'd like you to draw pictures around it. So, you know, you might want to put hearts on it or flowers on it, or, you know, somebody jumping for joy on it, or butterflies or whatever. Images to you bring a sense of lightness and joy, okay? And I want you to make this really, really, really colourful. And what I think with this is, it's about getting really clear on what life would look like if it could just be very, very simple and easy. And what you'll really find here is that when you do this, you're actually looking, not looking for big things. Often when people do this exercise, you know, they're not writing down, oh, like I want like 10 houses and I want all these external things. It's actually very basic things of like, I'd like to be able to get a good night's sleep. I want to be able to eat well, you know, these different things. So I want you to look at that, okay, and I want you to create that, and that's going to be hung up somewhere. And actually, since we're going back to real childhood energy, if anyone would like to share this with me, you can share privately. If I know a few of you are in the WhatsApp group, you can share it in there if you felt you wanted to. And I'm going to have a prize for the most colourful and bright simplified life page. Okay, you can block out what you've written if you want, but I just want to see the color, I want to see the joy, I want to see the lightness on it. Okay, so we are going to have a prize for that. I'm going to pick something, yeah, I'm going to actually pick something physical, I think, that I'll do. So I'll think about that over the coming day. So then what I want you to do is, you're going to find a place then that you're going to hang that in your house. So it could be in your bedroom, it could be at your desk in work, or your desk at home, it could be in your bathroom, could be on your wardrobe door, somewhere where you're actually going to see it and read it, and it's not going to fade into the background. You can have it in your kitchen, on the fridge, any place like that, okay? And then what we're going to do, then what you're going to do is, you're going to get just a normal piece of paper, maybe you have a journal or something, and write down the way your life is currently, okay? And then I want you to start to look at the differences, the difference between where you are now and this simplified part of your life. And then what you're going to be doing is, you're going to be, this is nurturing now the part of our inner child that needs more attention, which is you in this present moment, to say, okay, every action, every thought, every behavior, every decision I have has to bring me closer to the simplified life piece, because that's exactly what I want. That's exactly how I want things to be. So it's a really good guide for helping you to take those steps forward to exactly where you want to be. And, you know, so like to me, when I've done these, a simplified life literally could be as simple like as I want to work X amount of hours. Obviously, when you're self-employed, there is like so much that goes into having a business, more than, you know, say a simple like me putting out the web page every month for the bundle of It's Time For Me. Like, that will take me days to do the imagery, the text, you know, all of that to make sure everything's perfect. So people don't see that, right? So for me, it's like to work a more productive amount of hours would be one of my things. It could be to get to bed on time, to be able to, you know, I can get overburdened with like booking people in to see them, like friends and stuff, and I'll be having something on every day, and actually on top of work and normal life that can get very tiring. So I'll say, right, I'd like to meet two people a week instead of five. I'd like to do X, Y, and Z. So it's all about how things can be made easier and how things can be made more simpler. And then I have to remind myself of that. And I can make those lists a few times a year, because I do have to remind myself, because we do really well and then we fall off the bandwagon a bit, which is something that has happened to me over the last few months, where I started off really excited for the new year with work and everything, and I was working so much and was starting to feel a little bit of burnout come in, and I really had to stop myself and say, okay, let me get back to this simplified energy. So the best of luck with that. I am going to give you until Monday the 28th of February, so it's only a few days away, and I would love, you can send them to me privately, like you don't have to share them if you don't want to, and I will have a lovely prize for all of you, and for one of you, I should say, who makes the most colourful and most bright simplified life page. So have a lovely day and a great weekend. I'll chat to you soon.